Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, 1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FBHW Show.
All right, it is time for Tune and Clue, Part 2, Tune and Clue number 9. At 13 years old, this singer became a country music sensation when she released this Lonesome Ballad as the lead single from her debut album,
Hot Free Wings. Beer. Leanne Rimes, Blue.
Will you turn me on, please?
I still can't believe the voice on a 13-year-old.
I know. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't know that. I had no idea she was that young.
Yeah.
That.
She would take that Mason Ramsey and shove him right in a trash can.
Oh.
Yeah.
So much more wildly talented. That kid's just a tight pair of pants and a big belt buckle.
Yeah. It's like, why did I have to get hit?
Well,
quiet down.
We compare all young singers to other young singers. Shut That's up, how man. It goes.
Something interesting about this song, too. She's the one who turned the song into a hit, but Leanne Rimes wasn't the first artist to record it. The song was written by Bill Mack, a Texas-based singer and radio DJ, who first released the song in 1958 to little acclaim. At the suggestion of his fellow radio DJ, Snuff Garrett, who said, hey, you should put a female vocalist on this and maybe record it as a demo and find a good voice for it. He did, in fact, do that in 1962 and set it aside for 30 years.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a cool name. Uh-huh. Snuff Garrett.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right. Tune and Clue number 10. This tune was the 11th number one hit in the U.S. for this singer. In this song, she's just been dumped, but it doesn't bother her at all because she knows he'll be back. Her confidence is unshakable, but could land her in a crazy ex-girlfriend territory as she tells the guy, you can't escape me. Here is your tune.
I feel like we should have gotten that
next.
Oh.
Oh.
Steve. Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby.
That's it, Steve.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got it.
I'm like, I can't remember what the title is. For a moment in time, and it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be free, so I let you fly. Cause I know in my heart, babe.
So the very first time I ever saw Mariah Carey, she sang the national anthem before game one of the 1990 NBA Finals. And I went to my brother-in-law and my sister's house to watch it because they had cable. I wanted to get a good recording of it because we had over the air and it would be all covered with snow. And his friend Rick was there and they said, ladies and gentlemen, singing the national anthem, Columbia recording artist Mariah Carey. And she's out there in tight black dress, really hot. And I paused the recording. And my brother-in-law's friend couldn't believe, why are you pausing it? And I go, well, I'm never going to watch the national anthem again. He goes, she's a babe. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, but I ain't got hoops to watch.
Like, What? Leave me alone. You were just yelling at me for recording this in the first place. Now you don't know what I'm wanting to record.
Nerd. Yeah, do you even teenager, bro?
Right?
Jesus.
So I got yelled at for not keeping my Spank Bank material.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right, we move along to Tune and Clue number 11. In a season 3 episode of The Office, the initiation episode, Jim sings this to annoy Karen. Andy also sings the chorus in his interview and wonders, whatever happened to this group? Here is your tune number next.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Steve. Oh.
The Cardigans. Figure. Love Fool.
That's right, Steve.
Did they have another hit?
Maybe in Sweden. I don't think so, though.
Let's see.
My kids have been singing this lately. It must have made meme world.
Love Fool, My Favorite Game. Mm. Erase, Carnival, Step On Me. No.
Nope.
No.
Doesn't seem like it.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
It is time for Tune and Clue number 12. In this song, this singer is just a bachelor. And he's looking for a partner.
Maitland.
Maitland.
That's genuine. Pony.
That's right.
Hey, I want a song with electric frog sounds in it. Okay, genuine. We can do it.
I know it's the appeal for most people of this song, but it makes me hate it so much. That meow, meow, meow.
Wise. Not gonna lie, kind of like the electric frog.
I love it.
And then that weird, like, Hanna-Barbera noise. It's so weird. Like, who thought, you know, this really sexy song, we should put that weird Hanna-Barbera noise
in there. No, it's the song with the Hanna-Barbera noise and the electric frog.
Yeah. Yeah, this is sexy.
Seems to have worked.
All right, we move along to Tune and Clue number 13. This is Name That Tune, songs that are 30 years old. This band's lead singer wrote this tune about his childhood. He sings it to his sisters who raised him. Both his parents died when he was young, and his father was an alcoholic. The line, we've grown up orphans who never knew their names, reflects his past. Here is your tune number 13.
Steve.
Freebie.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Goo Goo Dolls. Name.
That's right.
Was it all you could do not to buzz in and say Everclear, Father of Mine, because it's a song about a dad from the 90s?
Yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls are underrated.
Me too.
I love them. Yeah.
They had a lot of hits.
Yeah, they were just in town not long ago, and I saw somebody, I talked to somebody who had gone and said it was an amazing show.
I bet that that's one of those.
They said the lead singer, or is it Johnny Resnick or whatever, said, because they were close enough, they go, he's had an unnerving amount of work done.
Oh, really?
Like, his face looks a little strange, but he sounds awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those shows that you would go to, and every song you'd be like, oh, they sing this song. Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you asked me to name more than two Goo Goo Dolls songs, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Iris, a name. But I know I'd recognize about 10.
They had a bunch of upbeat ones we played. I don't remember now.
I just can't remember the names of any of them.
Are we all ready for Tune and Clue number 14?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In this song, this singer wants to up and leave. She doesn't care where as long as her man goes with her. So to decide their destination, she's going to flip a coin.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Jody Messina. Heads Carolina, tails California.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines?
good hook.
I know. I loved how you turned it down right when it got good. That song's great all the way down. Right. That's a good hook.
That's my skill.
I love this.
No.
I mean, we had heard the hook.
We did. We did hear the hook.
But it was still going strong.
That's all I needed, though.
There was more hook to hear.
All right. It is time for tune number and clue number 15. With a beer, with a big ear-catching chorus, this tune became a comeback anthem. This singer sings from the perspective of a guy who got his groove back after his girl betrayed him. In the chorus, he sings, "You lied to me. All those times I said that I loved you, you lied to me. I tried, yes, I tried, and you lied to me. Even though you know I'd die for you, you lied to me, and I cried, yes, I cried." Here's your tune. Final tune. Number 15.
You know the song?
What
the hell is his name? Steve.
Steve.
Montel Jordan, Return of the Mac.
No, right song.
Yeah.
Montel Jordan, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
Maitland.
Coolio, Return of the Mac?
No, ma'am.
Oh, God.
This guy's name.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Return of the Mac. Jodeci.
No.
I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, we weren't too immersed in the 90s R&B culture.
Nope.
No?
Believe it.
This is Mark Morrison.
Ah!
Return of the Mac.
Oh, my gosh. I know the song, but you could have given me 1,000 guesses and I wouldn't have said Mark Morrison. Who the hell is that?
First, you'd have had to tell me who Mark Morrison was.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of him before.
Mark Morrison? Mark Morrison.
Yeah.
Fantastic round. I'm naming that tune.
Fine round, everybody.
Well done.
It was
good
very
job,
nice.
Everyone.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.